Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
So we have a simple question for a pretty complicated problem. If you recently move into a house and packages, we'll include mail too, but packages especially, for the former owner keep showing up, what do you do about it? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And even more importantly, do you ever open these packages? And if you do, how long do you wait until that happens? Text or call now, 909-1065. And we're getting into this because, you guessed it, of Katie.
Okay, hold on.
This
isn't even something I caused.
I didn't say you caused it.
Okay. So what are you saying?
I'm saying that...
it's a uniquely Katie scenario.
I'm saying yes. Okay. Well, no, not uniquely. I'm saying that you're... This is a problem that you just want some vindication on.
I just need some guidance. So our home was purchased like 18 months ago. And the previous owners would have, especially the daughter, who I'm pretty sure is like in her like very late teens, early 20s. So not like a kid. Would have things sent to the house. Stuff she ordered, stuff other people were sending her. And for the longest time, my partner D'Lo would like reach out to them and say, hey, she's got packages again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave them up front. They'd come and get them. Okay. Hasn't really been anything for a while now.
Okay.
Well, things have started showing up again.
Okay.
Addressed to the daughter. And it's been, again, 18 months. We probably haven't had we don't know their number anymore. Like, we've gotten new phones. There's no way to go back. And I mean, probably maybe paperwork, I guess.
Okay.
But we don't have, like, access to contact them without, like, really thumbing through some stuff.
Sure, sure, sure.
So my question is, if packages keep coming to your house, how long do you wait for the sender, so you're the previous owner, who's ordering things or whatever and has the wrong address on there, to contact you or, like, come to the door before those packages are yours?
Mix of text messages are coming in.
Okay.
First one, keep it. Open it. Because by then, it's too much work to resend.
Okay.
That's probably what you were hoping to hear.
Okay. So for people that are saying, don't open them, it's against the law.
Right.
There we go.
No, yeah.
That's the rest of them.
Yeah.
Hold on. That is for U.S. mail specifically.
Oh.
Not packages.
I think it's everything.
You're wrong.
If it's not your name, it's not your property.
Is it illegal to open a package not addressed to you?
I mean, other people, when we put this on Facebook, were saying the same thing. Like, Lisa said, only packages delivered by U.S. mail would be a federal crime, not packages from Amazon, UPS, or FedEx.
Is it illegal to open a package not addressed to you? Yes, it is illegal
from
to open a package.
Say from UPS. Okay. Say from Amazon. Well, you're acting like that doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference. Go ahead.
Yes.
No, it's not.
It's what it says.
Is it illegal?
It is illegal to open a package addressed to someone else, even if it was delivered to your address and could result in charges like theft and mail theft. You should not open it.
Right.
And should instead contact the delivery company like Amazon to report the
This customer. Is not the point. Whatever. Who cares? Okay. It came to my house. I opened it not realizing it wasn't addressed to me, by the way. So, string me up. Tell me that's wrong in court. You can't prove it.
Okay. All right.
Then I realized it wasn't. Now, here's the thing. There's really good stuff in this package.
Wait, you've opened it already?
I just told you. I didn't know it was addressed to me. I get so many packages.
I guess... But somebody's got to open them.
Well, between me and D'Lo, there's a lot coming to the house. Mostly me. There's like several pairs of Uggs in there.
Oh,
Katie! Okay.
What?
This changes it.
Why,
Kevin?
What?
You two are rotten.
No. They're Uggs.
Yes.
This changes everything.
Okay.
Why?
Because if she really wanted Uggs, because Uggs are expensive, okay?
Okay.
She knows she shipped it to the wrong address because
See,
she's probably tracking her package for
that's
Uggs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you not know that you didn't get your package? Now, granted, this is what Fun Delivered is. This is their lifeblood. But, like, at some point, take some personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I was all for it's against the laws, but when
Screw
you find out
that,
it's an
we're
Uggs.
We're not talking about the law. We're talking about what is right
Open
and
that.
What is wrong.
Open it up.
So how,
all right, how would you feel if this was your stuff?
I would feel like, guess what? Number one, you know what I would be mad at? Myself.
Oh.
1,000% just mad at me.
I'm on her side now.
Thank you. What size Uggs you wear?
Oh, my God.
8.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.